Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Tahara and purity is an important condition for our spiritual growth and the relationship with the All Perfect. The Quran talks of pure water being sent down from the skies, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا, for the dead lands to be brought to life and growth to happen. Allah informs us that وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ, He loves those who are pure. And this purity is an important aspect of the special believers as described in the Quran. رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا. At the apparent level, purity is expressed in personal as well as social hygiene, in eating halal food and ensuring one's money is purified through zakat and khums, being in the state of wudu at all times, as well as performing ghusl in the prescribed situations. Regarding wudu, the Messenger of Allah tells us, أكثر من الطهور, increase being in the state of purity, and as a result, يزيد الله في عمرك, Allah will increase your lifespan. In fact, إن استطعت أن تكون بالليل والنهار على طهارة, if you are able to be in the state of tahara night and day, فافعل, then do so. فإنك تكون إذا مت على الطهارة الشهيدة, because if you die, you will die the death of a martyr. After teaching us the ahkam of wudu and ghusl, the Quran ends by saying, يريد ليطهركم, Allah wants to purify you. You. As we work on this at the apparent level, slowly inner purity is formed. And in other words, an important prerequisite in the relationship of Allah and me is established. This true purification cleans the soul from all sins, all evil thoughts, and all negative traits such as jealousy, arrogance, etc. But finally, this also purifies a person from anything other than Allah, which is Tawheed and the ultimate purity. This indeed is a complete purification, and it is described in verse 33 of chapter 33, which I would check it out right away.